episode number 14.
Can you believe it's 14?
14. Lucky 14.
13's lucky. 14 could be lucky.
It could be lucky.
I think it's lucky. It feels lucky.
It was my favorite number when I was a child.
I kind of like any number with a 4 in it.
4 is good.
4 is a good number.
It is.
Like, I had a basketball number that was 24. And then when I went to college, they didn't have it. So I was 42, which when I looked down, it was still 24.
It was still, there you go.
Yeah, that's the way I looked at it.
That's perfect.
I know.
So lucky episode number 14.
Welcome, everybody.
We're glad you could join us today. I hope everyone saw or listened to our podcast from the lodge and saw our Facebook Live of our room, which is like the best room ever.
I mean, in fact, it was so good that when upon checking out, we booked it again.
We booked it again.
The exact same room.
1 year from now.
And one extra day. And you know what was weird? We didn't even say anything to them, but they already booked facials and massages.
They did.
It was amazing.
Because they knew that's what we wanted.
Yes.
So, yeah, we wanted to do a little recap for you guys because we had some really interesting experiences.
We did. We did say on the last podcast we were going to try to do a bonus one from the lodge. It just didn't happen, guys. Yeah,
sorry. We drank just all the time.
A little too much. Time. And then we had stalker issues.
And
we had a few small hiccups. Nothing major.
Nothing major.
But we're going to recap on all
those.
We're
going to recap everything.
That's fantastic.
So when we left you last, we were at the lodge on our very first day there when we arrived.
Oh, yes. It was so nice.
And we had been, what did we do that day?
Well, we unpacked. We took a tour of the room for everybody. We went for a walk.
Okay.
We told everybody we almost secured a duck goose.
That's correct.
We were just trying to hug geese. Yes.
They didn't want it.
No, they weren't into it, which we did find out later from locals that we were lucky because some of the geese would retaliate and go against us.
And they would attack you.
But I think they knew how big of animal lovers we were, and they just knew that if we got a hold of them, we were just going to love them so much. So we talked about that. We talked about our amazing appetizers that we got. Our wine.
The wine social every night had, and the wonderful lady that does the Kat. Wine social.
Kat. We were kind of going back and forth between Kate and Kat. We can tell you for 100% it's Kat.
Her name's Kat.
Because we saw her for like 2 more nights after that.
So that was the night we arrived. Friday was awesome. So Friday we got our massages in room.
But first we started with an amazing breakfast.
Oh yeah. You can't forget the breakfast.
And then we had another breakfast. So we breakfast A, and we had a breakfast B because they
serve breakfast for like 5 hours.
And Kobe and I are not really big sleeper inners. We're not big sleepers, to be honest.
Yeah, we don't sleep very well, very good, very long. And so we got up early, got there right when they opened it for breakfast.
At 6 on Friday.
Yes.
It was driving me crazy on Saturday and Sunday, but it was 7. It just seemed too
late. No, it was 7 on Friday.
Was it?
And it was 6, wasn't it?
On the week? I don't know.
No, you're right. 6 on Friday.
I know we had an earlier time.
That's right.
So six, I like the 6 better.
6 to 10.
Yes.
On Friday.
That's
and
right.
7 to 11 on Saturday.
So I think we hit it on Friday right at 6, 6:15, because we were awake.
Yep.
And then our massages are at 11, so then I think we hit it again around 9:50.
We did.
And we just got trays and brought it back up to room and then put everything in Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
That we didn't eat until we got home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
So we had our breakfast. We had our massages. In our room.
Yes.
You know, right next to each other, which was really fun. That was really nice. Our massage therapists were super good. They did a really good job.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went downstairs to get our facials, which we had verified 4 separate times.
Plus once when we checked in. So it's actually 5 times.
5 times that we were having facials also. And so we got down there. Of course, they did not have they had 1 facial scheduled, but not 2.
Yeah.
So she would have to do 1 and then the other. And we said that
was. And she actually couldn't do the back-to-back, remember?
No, because she had to leave. She had to pick up her kids.
She was only scheduled there for an hour, and that's all she had.
Yeah. So we're like, well, that's not going to work.
No.
So they rescheduled us for Sunday.
Yes.
Which was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah,
it was fine. She was really nice. So then we decided to go to the mall. We went to the mall and did a little bit of shopping.
We built a dragon.
We built a dragon at Build-A-Bear for our amazing tech person, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
from the new How to Train Your Dragon 3 movie.
So it was, I don't remember the name of the, it was the Light Dragon?
It doesn't have the
name. Light Dragon?
Yeah.
So she's the Light Dragon.
Light Fury.
Light Fury.
There's the Night Fury, and she's the Light Fury. She's the Light Fury. We don't know what her name is.
She's
yet.
White and sparkly with floppy, cute ears.
Yeah, super, super cute. So we did that.
Which, that was fun.
If anybody's never been to Build-A-Bear, you should go.
Even if you're an adult.
Even if you're an adult.
Go build
it's
a
so
bear.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
I think we've built a few bears together now.
We have. We've done several bears now together.
Thor Bear was amazing.
He was.
Thor Bear we built on our very first girls trip together.
Yes.
And we did everything we could to him other than sound. I mean, no, we did sound other than scent. He doesn't have a scent in him.
He doesn't have a scent.
And we made a thing that weekend where every time the Thor Bear said time to fly, we had to drink.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
It was fun.
Yeah, we had the whole group. It was a big girls group. And then we did that. But this time, yeah, we made a
dragon.
A dragon for Megan. It was fun.
And then we did, I bought some books and I don't know what else. Oh, we got Thai food.
Yes.
Because for some reason at this mall, they have this Thai place that makes this mango chicken that's so freaking good.
So good. Not a lot of Thai places have mango chicken.
No.
And they push it on you so good that you could literally not have to buy anything from them and just stand there. They're just keeping you, giving you
they
sample,
just give you sample,
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 sample.
But we got a big, just one.
One,
big
two
takeout.
Entree with
we got
rice.
Mango chicken and barbecue chicken
yes.
and rice. And
yes.
We took it back to the hotel planning to have it for dinner.
Yeah, but we didn't.
But that didn't happen because we drank too much.
We didn't eat dinner once at the whole time we
not
were gone.
Not even one time.
We drank and we had soup and balls.
Yeah.
Most nights.
Yeah.
One night we didn't make it there though.
What night?
So it was the night with the stalker that we never made it to the actual
to the
bar. We only made it to the wine social.
So there's a wine social and there's also a bar.
Yes.
In well, so here's what happened. After our massages, our massage therapists were so nice, especially one was super talkative and friendly.
Kobe's.
Mine.
Yeah.
And so somehow we had told her we would be at this wine social that evening and that she should come because we thought we could hang out because she was really nice.
She seemed really cool at that point and normal.
And normal.
Mm-hmm.
So lo and behold, she shows up at the wine social, which looking back now is not appropriate for an employee to be getting free wine.
No.
And sitting there with the guests who are supposed to get the free wine, but you actually work there, so you probably shouldn't be drinking all the wine.
Plus in a very short skirt.
So she was wearing a sweater dress that was super short. And Heather and I were sitting on the floor because there weren't enough chairs. We were in a very small space. And there were two other guests
but
there.
We're in leggings.
But we have leggings. And so she decides, even though she had a chair,
yes.
that she should also sit on the floor in her very short mini sweater dress, which
and
was
crisscross applesauce.
In crisscross applesauce, which was super inappropriate and awkward.
And it seemed like she was intoxicated before she got there.
Yeah. And the person, or Cat
was not impressed.
That does the wine social. You could immediately tell that she was not happy that she was there.
No, the whole personality changed a whole 180 instantly.
Instantly. Instantly. And then after the wine social was over, Cat was trying to put things away and the massage person grabbed the wine bottle and started serving wine to people, which is super illegal for her to do.
Yeah. So she got in trouble.
And Kat came back and she got in a lot of trouble. And then for some reason, we all went back to our room.
She kind of invited herself.
She did. And we were supposed to go use the bathroom and then go down to the bar.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. We stayed in our room and she was there for like 2 hours.
Until I finally just hit a wall and I just went to the bathroom and just hid.
Well, at one point, we had said that we forgot to get our picture taken while we were doing the massages because mm-hmm. we wanted a picture for the scrapbook of us getting our massages.
Yeah, and we've done that the last time we did massages. Yeah. We had the massage therapist take a picture of us on our tables.
But we forgot to ask.
Yeah.
And we mentioned that to her, and she said, oh, well, here, I probably shouldn't show you this. And she had taken a picture of Heather while she was getting her massage on the massage table.
Like mid-massage.
Unbeknownst to us. And she says, I'm not supposed to do this, but I took your picture. And at that point, that's getting creepy.
It was, but we were a little bit, we've had some drinks at this point, so it wasn't coming fully to light about how creepy this was until the following morning when we talked about this.
Well, and also before she left, she wanted
my sweatshirt.
She wanted Heather's sweatshirt, and she wanted to even, like, she was going to write a check and give us money or something so that she could take the sweatshirt.
And Kobe had to actually be the strong arm on this because I told her no like 4 times.
Yeah.
But Kobe had to be in there and say, finally, she was like, what's going on? And she's like, no, you're not taking our sweatshirt.
You cannot have that. We're not. Because we had matching sweatshirts.
And these are our wine-drinking team sweatshirts that we just had made.
You can't have it. And then at one point, she was trying to put her wallet back in your purse. And that freaked me out.
And this is when I've already checked out.
And Heather is done. She has hit a wall. And Heather's actually in the bathroom behind the bathroom door, like, hiding.
Yes, because I have a stalker.
And I finally, like, get her to leave. And she even says that she's not going home, that she's going next door to the restaurant to keep drinking. I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea, but whatever.
No.
And it wasn't until the next day we put 2 and 2 together and said, okay, she was taking your picture. She tried to take your sweatshirt. She was just like, that's a stalker. She's, there's something wrong.
And then she thought she had my phone number.
But it was actually my phone number.
Because we wanted the picture she took.
She was taking pictures of us the whole time.
Of us together.
I didn't realize how many pictures she was taking.
I thought it was just a couple pictures.
So then she texted me thinking it's Heather. All of these pictures. Like, there were so many of them.
Like, wasn't there 20 plus pictures?
I'm like, that's just weird. Right? Weird.
Yes.
And, yeah, so the next day we were a little freaked out.
Like, we were thinking that our lodge was going to be tainted and we may not be able to come back.
Because we didn't want to have her.
No, we're like, we definitely can't do massages next time now.
Yeah.
But it got a little better after. I mean, once we got over the initial part of it, we got done with breakfast and then we got dressed and started heading out. Actually, it got better after the lodge sweatshirts.
Yeah, we bought lodge sweatshirts, and then we went wine tasting.
And then everything was happy after
that.
And
we're fine, and we came back in time for the wine social.
Talked to Kat,
who verified that, yes, that was really weird, and that particular massage person would no longer be coming back.
And then we felt much better, so we could continue to go back there and maybe get another massage.
Yeah.
And we know now not to be too friendly with our massage. But we were so friendly with our facial people, and it wasn't weird at all.
It wasn't.
I don't think we can stop being friendly. We're just nice people.
We are. Just, you have to, I guess we just need to be more observant.
Yes, and we need to keep a boundary where we do not cross the professional to the friends.
Yeah.
We need to keep it professional. We can be awesome and friendly with them like we were with our facial people.
Yeah.
But no inviting for drinks anymore.
Yeah. That just turned out bad.
Yeah, I almost was a sweatshirt less.
I think she had some issues before that.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
I think so too.
But yeah, we finally did get our facials right the day we left, which were, they were so nice. I've never had one before.
Me neither.
And it was, because I thought they just, like, sat you in a chair and rubbed some shit on your face.
Me too, and just left you alone. Put some cucumbers on your eyes and said, okay, I'll play some nice music. I'll be back to peel that crap off in a little bit. Oh, it's not like that.
It's not like that at all. There was, like, a steamer thing.
Oh, I burnt myself so bad on the steamer.
How'd you
not burn? Too bad, because I was like, you know how I like to talk with my hands?
Yeah.
Well, I talked with my hands and then went right in front of the steam thing and I went like, pfft. I got it off of it right away. Like, I felt it. It burnt. And then I put it down really quick. She didn't even say anything. So I don't think she saw it. And I had no mark on it, but it hurt like hell for a good, like, 20 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. And so we were in separate rooms, but the rooms were next to each other.
Oh,
and
no.
My massage, like, I was totally just relaxed. I was just silent listening to the music. She was rubbing my face and my arms. And it was so relaxing. And in the next room, I could hear Heather, blah, 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 blah.
I don't shut up.
Her and I just both started laughing, and I said, yeah, Heather doesn't stop talking, and I can't take her to the movies ever because she won't shut up.
I warned her before we went to the movies. We've been to the movies twice. Luckily, Kobe is drunk one of them, so she don't even remember that one. But the other one, God, it was torture for me. I was trying so hard to be
trying
a good.
Trying so hard.
I was so hard.
But even, you know, it's just, you know, how you have that one friend while you're watching the movie, and that's you.
Yes.
Where you're like, why are they doing that? What's going on?
I know.
Are they going to do this? It's like, I'm seeing it for the first time also.
That's what my husband says to me all the time.
I don't know.
He gets so angry with me. He's like, yeah, I actually know less than you now because I had to stop watching it to listen to you talk to me about the movie. So I'm horrible to go to movies with. It's best to watch movies with me at home because then you can pause it and be like, and then we can have a conversation about this.
Yep.
And it's always better to watch a movie with me if you've seen the movie first.
Yeah.
Because then you can answer all my damn questions.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't know the answers, I'm still asking them.
Yeah.
They're like, what the hell's going on? Why? Kobe, why are they doing...
I don't understand.
Why would they do that? That is so stupid. So that's that. Luckily, my facial person was just as talkative as me. And we had lots to talk about. And...
My facial person is like, you know what? Either way, if you want to be quiet, relax, I'm good. If you want to talk, I'm good. I don't care either way.
And I was actually supposed to have yours, and you're supposed to have mine.
Yeah, I know.
That's who they were scheduled with. And they were like, does it matter?
It doesn't matter. And I was like so chill. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
I think we actually got the perfect massage people because mine would have talked your ear off.
Yeah. And I was so like, I don't want to talk. I just want to lay there and enjoy it.
Well, I actually was broken out that day.
You did.
They were gone. They were gone by Monday. Uh-huh. Every last one was gone by Monday morning.
See, and you got a different facial than I got.
Yeah, because I think she went after the acne. Because
you had some kind of peel and stuff, and I didn't have that.
No, I had a peel, and then she actually went through. So I don't know what happened, guys. I have, like, pretty much flawless skin most of the time. I don't know what happened. I think it was the makeup removers that they
those
gave us in the room.
That they gave us.
And I used them every day. But I woke up on the day of our facial. I'm not shitting anybody. I was broken out.
Yeah.
I had like 10 zits on my face. Doesn't sound like a lot, but for someone never gets them, holy crap. And then my nose had all these blackheads on it. I was like, oh, this is a great day to go get a facial. They're going to think, what the hell's wrong with this girl? There was a part on the paperwork that... It said, do you get acne very often? I actually wrote never, .. But for some effed up reason, I got it this a.m. I don't know why. I actually wrote that on my paper. And she just had this biggest laugh about that. She's like, but she actually went through. She asked me, she's like, can I do something about all of these little zits? I was like, God, please.
Yeah, please get rid of them.
Just do something.
Whatever you have to do.
And they were better afterwards, like 100 times better. They were still there. And then by the time I woke up the next morning, gone.
Well, in the whole ride home, I kept touching my face.
I wouldn't touch mine at all.
Because it was so soft and it felt so good.
Well, they actually do like a massage on your neck.
Oh, yeah.
And your temple and your shoulders. And it's incredible. If you've never done a facial ever, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I will say there's certain portions of it that are hard to talk through, but I powered through, you guys. Because she even said, she's like, I'm impressed. Most people can't talk with it because is it stiff? I was like, yeah, I can't move my mouth very much.
But I'm still going to talk.
I'm still talking. I can do it. I should have been, what was those? A ventriloquist?
A ventriloquist.
How do you say it?
Ventriloquist.
V-E-N. Ventriloquist. I think I just call it Trilquist. I have weird ways of saying so many words.
Heather
guys.
Has special words.
I do. And you guys have picked up on them, I'm sure, a few times. Most of the time I know what the real word is, but I just don't care. I like the way I say it.
She has special words like tongue.
Oh, God.
Stick out your tongue.
Stick out my tongue. I can't say the word tongue, you guys. Can you hear that I'm actually not saying the thing that's in your mouth? I'm saying like a ton of bricks. It sucks.
There's a G in there somewhere.
I can't. Tunga. Well, I can do it, but it'd be Tunga.
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 That would be, and in your line of work, stick out your Tunga. Move your Tunga to the left.
Can you move that Tunga?
Stick your Tunga to the top of your mouth.
Now I just call it a ton of bricks at work. Most time, no one ever says anything, so they understand what I'm trying to say.
They probably don't even notice. It's very subtle.
Well, what I tell them, what I tell myself is they're on nitrous.
Yeah.
And most time, I don't even have a parent in the room because they just want to stay in their parent lounge and leave me alone. Yeah. So, or if they're in the room, they're on their phone.
Not paying attention.
Not paying attention to me. They can't understand. They don't hear me say the word ton.
Ton. Tunga.
Tunga. Sucks. But you guys will hear the words come out of it occasionally. There's a few things that I say very funky. I can say ignorant now, though.
Ignorant. Good.
Couldn't say ignorant for years.
Oh, what did you say?
It was some weird, I get hung up on the ig.
The ig.
Ignort.
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 Don't be an ignorant.
Don't. Why are you being so ignorant? No, my husband will break words down for me and make it easy. So the ignorant, you notice that you guys can hear each part of that.
Ignorant.
Ignorant. Yes. I haven't got the fast part of that yet. I still break it up.
The only word I have trouble with is jewelry.
You know,
I have to really think about it.
I can. You should see her face when she says that word.
Because usually I will, if I'm trying to say it fast, I say jewelry.
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 Everybody needs a good piece of jewelry.
Jewelry.
Sounds like you're talking about like a candy.
A jewelry.
Yeah. I love those jewelries.
I love jewelries. Like jujubes.
Yeah, jujubes. Yeah.
Jewelry.
It's like it's like a jewy.
It's a jewy.
Jewy like a chewy. It's a jewy chewy. No, I could actually say jewelry pretty well.
I have to think about it every time.
I don't have to think about that one. Because I knew I wanted jewelry so long ago.
I love jewelry.
I know you love jewelry.
I love jewelry.
You know, you guys have no idea how happy it makes me that she has a word she can't effing say that I can say. Because that never happens.
Oh, my God.
I was one of those ones that until I was like 15, I still called it Sketty.
Sketty?
Instead of spaghetti.
Sketty.
It was just Sketty. Spaghetti. No one taught me. No one cared to make sure that they were like.
I always made a conscious effort because I had to take speech therapy when I was in grade school. And it was really embarrassing and weird because I had a lisp, a really bad lisp, and so I had to take speech therapy. So now I'm very conscious of how I pronounce.
You enunciate correctly.
I enunciate and I pronounce things correctly, and if I don't, it bothers me. And that freaking word is the one that messes me up every time.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Gotta love some good jewelry.
I love my jewelry.
Oh my God, you guys hear that? She just did it again.
I love my jewelry.
I think you just pronounced the W a little bit too much.
I don't have the L.
Yeah, you're missing the L big
I'm
time.
I'm missing the L.
You're like saying Jew, like a Jew.
Yeah.
And then re.
Yeah.
It's jewelry.
That's what I'm saying.
Jewelry. I know. Only add the L and that's all you're missing. Jewel.
Jewelry. I have to say it slow.
Oh my God. Well, we back to the lodge. We went multiple
sidetrack.
We went on so many wine tasting excursions.
Oh.
Which so this was a little different from last year. I was the driver. Kobe usually does the driving, but she also has to navigate at the same time, which is really tough to double fist that.
Because when you're Google mapping stuff and you're driving at the same time,
it's
can
a little
be difficult.
Rough.
It could be difficult.
But nobody wants me to navigate. I mean, I can attempt it. I try real hard.
Heather says stuff like, well, I think maybe this exit. Wait, okay, now.
Wait, Kobe, you just missed it. Why the fuck did you just miss that? I told you to turn.
That was it back there. You got to turn around.
Yeah. Kobe, U-turn.
Yeah, just do your illegal U-turn. It's fine.
But like when I'm driving and Kobe's an amazing navigator, but if we do miss something, I'm so good at the illegal U-turns.
She even says, she's like, I'm just going to do a U-turn up here. I don't care if I can or not. I'm just going to do it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Plus we realized Kobe has a nicer car between the. I mean, I have a nice car. My car is not bad at all. I'm not driving a junker. But between the two of us, I'm in a Honda. She's in you have a Cadillac.
A Lincoln. I do not have a Cadillac.
Isn't that pretty damn close to a Cadillac?
No, it's not.
I think Lincoln's better than a damn Honda. No offense to anybody who's driving a Honda. Honda, power to all of us out there.
Hondas
yes.
are troopers.
My God. But my car's bigger. Yeah. And I remember trying to pull the suitcases out of her trunk last year, and it was rough.
It's hard to get them in my trunk. Mm-hmm. My trunk is hard to get stuff in it.
It's a big trunk.
We both have large suitcases, like large
suitcases. Oh, my God. Another side note, you guys. We both bought new suitcases. We told each other we bought new suitcases, but we never told each other the color of them. Her favorite color is purple. Mine's red. You would think we would have gone for that. No, we both got teal suitcases.
Yeah.
Without even telling each other until we saw the suitcases going into my car. We're like, wow, look at that.
Look at that. They're the same size. They're the same color.
Same size. Except hers was a medium. Mine was a large. But they were same size.
Yeah. Mm. When I ordered mine, it says it was the medium suitcase. So yeah. I thought that would be good. But
it
when
was
I
huge.
Got it, it was huge. I mean, it's huge.
It's the same thinking, size of mine.
I'm thinking, what does the large suitcase look like then?
Like a U-Haul truck?
Yeah, right? Yeah. You just hitch it to the back of your car.
Yeah, I don't think it fits in the car.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a crazy?
So large. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
But we had a good time.
Oh my gosh, we had such a good time. We, we joined two wine clubs.
We.
Yeah. Mainly, it was me, but Kobe really benefits from the wine clubs.
I do. And we did try some new foods.
Bacon wrap dates.
The best thing on the planet is a bacon wrap date with almonds and goat cheese inside of it, because that was amazing.
And there was no altering to that damn thing.
No.
We ate it exactly the way it came,
yes. So
and it was phenomenal.
Avocado fries.
Which we got last year, and
which
we loved.
We got last year, which good. And we saw this other thing that was something gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it, and it was a date that had these little slivered almonds and this kind of, a certain kind of goat cheese, like this herbed goat cheese.
So good.
In the middle of a date, wrapped in bacon.
With a glaze thingy.
Yeah, and then they had this,
it was a wine jelly.
It was a wine jam.
Oh.
And you dip it in that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
It was like heaven on a little toothpick.
Now, I had one complaint about that.
There wasn't enough of them.
Yes, there were only five.
There was five. There's two of us.
There's two of us, so it was like we actually cut the fifth one in half.
And they're not very big.
No.
They're pretty tiny.
It was, and you know how hard it is to cut a date in half?
I mean, we're like, I'm not giving up my half
no.
of that bacon
And we actually
date.
Made sure that damn thing was even. We both were like, you can have it. And then we're both like, you know what? No, we both want it.
Yeah.
We are going to cut this damn thing in half.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to cut in half because.
But there wasn't enough.
So delicious.
Five?
And I did post pictures of our trip, and that picture is one of them with the avocado fries and the date, the bacon wrap.
And the avocado fries were just as good as last year, but they were second place to these bacon wrap dates.
Yeah.
And I don't eat pork very often, you guys, but. God, I ate the shit out of that.
oh my God.
So
one of the best things I've ever had. Ever. It was so
I think that was the best thing that ever went into my mouth ever.
It was so
Although,
good.
Kobe made me a flourless cake.
Oh, the flourless cake was good.
Two ingredients, you guys. It's egg whites
and
dark chocolate chips.
It's the whole egg.
Oh, I thought it was egg whites.
You have to separate it.
Okay, well, you know what? It's a whole egg separated. And chocolate chips. It's still just two ingredients.
What you do is you melt the chocolate chips. I use dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You mix the egg yolks in with the melted chocolate.
So good.
Then you take the egg whites and you whip them up till they're fluffy.
Yeah.
And then you fold those.
I don't understand the folding thing.
I'm not good at folding.
I don't get it. Like, so, literally, it's like folding laundry.
It's hard to fold.
I don't get that. How can you fold
anywho,
food?
It's yeah. supposed to be a cake. It didn't fluff up like it did in the picture that
it
I
looked
saw.
It looked like a brownie, but it's so good,
you
guys.
It had the consistency of a brownie instead of a cake, but it was really good.
We only ate a little tiny snipping of it. We didn't eat anything we brought, you guys. But I had to try this, and I tried it, and then I had to inform Kobe that, yeah, you made it, but it's not going home with you.
Yeah.
It's going home with me.
And it was good.
I ended up the next day after I got back... I ate, I'm not going to lie, three of the slices in one setting. I mean, it wasn't like I ate one and I was like, oh, that was good. I went back and got another one, ate that one, then another one. So I heated them up in the microwave and then I didn't have peanut butter. Kobe told me that today, but I still have one slice left at home. I'm going to do it. But I added,
So good.
But I have a dark
chocolate syrup. Mm-hmm. That I don't even know why I own it, because I have no ice cream to put this on. And it literally had the shrink wrap still on this thing. So it was brand new. And I've had it in my fridge for about a year.
You must have bought it for something.
Something. I think I had lactose-free ice creams that I never used.
Oh, almond milk or coconut milk.
Yeah, some one of those ice creams I was going to put this on, and I just never got around to doing it. So I added that to it, and oh my God. Heated it up for 20 seconds, and that was the most delightful thing ever. Now the next piece, I'm going to add some peanut butter to it. I'm going to melt that peanut butter on there, and then I'm going to put the chocolate sauce on it, and I think I'm going to have, like, the best damn dessert ever.
Do you know what else you should put on it?
What?
That coconut milk whipped cream.
I have to buy that, but yes, I can get that.
I have some.
Okay, maybe I'll get a spoonful.
It's from my freezer. But they have, it's just like Cool Whip in the tub, but it's made out of coconut milk. And it's to die for. It's so good.
I will have to try that.
It's way better than Cool Whip.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
So the bacon wrap dates, I think that was on Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
We did Saturday, and then we joined that wine club.
Yep. Because they have bacon wrap dates.
And there's two shipments a year, and one of the, you could do a pickup in Woodinville.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a long ways from Wenatchee, but not when you like to frequent Seattle often.
Yeah. So that's fine.
So I will be
totally fine.
Just be picking it up. Or if Kobe and I can talk to husbands and letting us go up twice a year, we'll pick it up in like May. I think it should be July and January. The two J's.
There's more than just two J's.
Not June.
July.
6 months apart.
July and January.
Yeah. Where else? So there's January, June, July. What else is J?
That's it, I think.
Okay, thank God, because that's all that came to
my
brain.
There's only three J's.
Not our birthday months, ever. We also decided that our yearly trip is now going to be our birthday gifts to each other.
Yeah.
Which was so cool, because I think we were both sitting thinking about this in the car, and then we mentioned it, and then the other one was like, oh my God, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is definitely
that's
what we
perfect,
should do.
That's a perfect idea.
We love that trip so much, and it makes it easier, because that's what I told my husband the whole time. I was like, well, babe, this is for it's for Kobe's birthday.
It's for Kobe's birthday.
Because when he saw how much the spa was, he was
give
like,
give me the checkbook.
He saw how much the spa treatment was. He was like, wait, that's just for the spa? I'm like, you don't even, Kobe took me to the spa in June, and that's about what it was. He's like, oh, okay.
Well, when you told me I watched it, when I was like, nuh-uh. Seriously? Oh, shit.
But then when I reminded you how much you spent at the spa
in June. It
wasn't
as much as I spent. It was not close. It was not close.
What do you mean it wasn't close?
It wasn't close.
I remember you paying the bill.
It wasn't. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's a five-star resort.
I know. You know what? You know what made it way worse is because I'm a phenomenal tipper.
You are.
I can't
help myself. I was like, Heather, that's way too much to tip. That's like 50%.
No. 30. I remember I proved it. It was 35%.
It was a lot.
35% on the massages, which might have been
why
I got a stalker.
That's why you got a stalker.
Because I thought I was rich, and I'm not. I just planned extremely well, and I even told you that's what I had for tips before we even went up there. I said, okay, I have this money for the tips. I had a certain amount of cash I was using for, like, because you have to pay the hotel people, that the maids that help you. And they were so sweet.
They were so nice.
They didn't speak any English, but they really tried to understand us.
Yeah.
And we really tried to understand them.
Yeah.
And we wrote them love notes.
We did. We wrote them a nice little note. Hopefully they read it. Somebody read it to them. And
my dog just buried his head in my crotch.
Sorry.
I'm like, what is going on down here?
He loves you so much.
At least he's not licking.
God. Oh, my God.
Ew. Well, I have pants on, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, my God.
But still.
We have gotten off on a tangent again.
Sorry, guys. We're back to the lodge. No, we talked about our bacon wrap dates. We went to this other winery that was kind of on the outskirts and we wanted to go to real bad.
Yep.
And you know what the highlight of that place was? Is there was a contest. Heh heh. I won.
I thought it was a trick question.
She did. And I was like, I'm more trusting than her.
Well, the guy next to me was trying to tell me the answers. And then
he failed.
He failed. And afterwards, I'm like, dude, I said, you're supposed to give me the answers. What the hell? And he's like, I'm sorry. He was like, I'm really sorry. I'm like, you're a failure. I can't even look at you.
And I got it all by myself. Because my answer was different than Kobe's.
And we met friends.
We did meet friends, and they really liked me because I gave them the answers. Mm-hmm. And then I lied. Kobe, I lied to the owners when they asked, did you just give them the answers? Like,
no, I wouldn't do that.
Why would I do that when I had to figure it out on my own?
Yeah, I didn't do that.
And then I was, and then under my breath, I was like, why would I give them the answers when there's such a good prize for that being a winner?
There's no prize.
There was no prize. So why the hell can I tell people how to win when there's nothing but the gratitude of winning? There should be something. Hey, I don't even care if it's a cookie. Just give me damn something. Did we talk about
the cookies?
No.
Did we in the last podcast?
We did. We did in the last podcast. We said we got some cookies for Megan already.
Yeah.
We did fill up that gallon bag, by the way, guys. We filled up
a gallon bag of the cookies.
I felt like the cookies were a little hard, so then I had to take a piece of bread.
I did eat one of them, but they weren't that great.
Jeff said they were phenomenal. He said that, her husband said this literally, we're talking about 30 minutes ago, said they were the really good cookies.
Okay.
And well, he said they were soft, so I think...
Maybe it was the bread.
Bread. Oh, God, it was the bread. It's always my idea to do it. And you guys, I promise I didn't eat any more food off the elevator floor. We did not run into any homeless people I stole their food from either. I promise.
Not this trip.
Not this trip. No judging. If I get food from somebody, they get something in return from me.
Yeah, it's a fair trade.
It's always a fair trade, other than... I'm getting nourishment and they're getting something that's not great. It's alcohol. Whatever. It's fine. But I did not steal anybody's peanut butter sandwiches. Now, Kobe did do a good job filling her little... This is how much we love each other. She filled her little pockets with peanut butter.
I did.
Which is for me. And I filled mine with tea.
Yes. Because they have all this tea that... Actually, last year we took a ton of tea and I drank all of it. It was
good. Did you really?
I did. It was really good tea.
We need to steal more from there next year.
And then they have little individual servings of peanut butter at breakfast for your toast. And of course,
and it was Smucker's.
You know that Heather loves peanut butter.
My God. And I need 3 of those tubs just for 1 slice of toast.
And they have 3 different hot dishes every day.
Oh, yum.
The last day we were there,
mm-hmm.
they had bacon
and eggs.
I don't care about the eggs.
I am going to make them make me special eggs from here on out.
I don't like eggs.
God, you know how much I love eggs.
I know. I don't like them.
My whole plate was eggs.
My whole plate was bacon.
Yes. I'm going to vouch for that, guys.
And like...
I've never seen that much bacon in my life. If you're like a
bacon lover, all of it was super crispy and perfectly done.
But if you didn't want the crispy, you could dig around and you could find the little softer ones. Because I had softer bacon.
So we ate breakfast.
Yes, we did.
And then I got another plate
of just bacon
piled with bacon and potatoes.
Yes. Because
they had little roasted potatoes.
And those were so good. I ended up with those potatoes. You ended up with the ones when we stole the first day.
Potatoes.
Those were really good.
I just ate those this morning. They were really good.
So delicious. Did you have to share yours with anybody?
No, I did not share mine.
Wow.
I did not share.
It's really nice for you.
I ate it all myself. And I brought home a big... Ziploc bag full of bacon.
Well, she still has some of the bacon.
Still have some of it.
And it's delicious. I don't eat pork very often, but I did.
That bacon was phenomenal. I've been making breakfast sandwiches all week with that bacon.
The only thing I was sad for you on is there was no mini quiches.
Yeah, last year they had mini quiches.
Every day.
And they were so good.
Now, the last day we were there, they did have hard-boiled eggs, and that made me happy.
And they were pretty good.
I would say they were pretty damn good. So I had a plate of scrambled eggs, and then I had a hard-boiled egg. Every single day, regardless of what they had, I had 1 slice of toast piled high with peanut butter.
Yep.
And that was always my favorite part of the breakfast. The second
day, they had those breakfast burritos.
That wasn't my favorite.
Mine was... So it had, like, eggs, which, of course, I'm not a huge fan of eggs. No. But it had this chorizo.
Which is very good.
And some cheese, which is... Really good. Except they put some like kale in it. And the kale was wilted and slimy.
Yes, it was.
So I pulled out as much kale as I could. And other than that, it was actually fairly good.
So I didn't get to eat the one Kovisa had because it had cheese in it.
You got the egg white
kale. With kale. That's all it was.
Wasn't there something else in there?
No.
Turkey something?
No, there was no meat.
Wasn't?
No, it was just kale and egg whites.
That's so gross.
Why do you think I opened that crap and only ate the eggs out of it and I was done?
Who wants to eat kale and egg whites? That's gross.
No one. Apparently, people that are vegan that can still eat the tortilla, which I really can't.
You can't eat eggs if you're vegan.
Oh, that's right.
You can have the kale and that's it.
So they can have a kale wrap.
Kale wrap. That's it.
Kale wrap with the veggie meat. We talked about veggie meat tonight.
Veggie meat. If anybody
not
knows,
on here, though. But
we haven't talked on here. Veggie meat, what I call TVP, which stands for textured vegetable protein. That looks like meat.
Does it smell like meat?
No.
Does it taste like meat?
Nope.
But it just looks like meat.
It looks like meat.
Doesn't feel like meat?
It's kind of. It's okay. Actually a soy-based product.
Well, I do know that the black bean burgers that we get, that we eat here.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Those are phenomenal. They have no soy.
They're so good. Because it's on my Costco list.
Those are good, yeah.
The other thing, that teriyaki thing you have in your fridge, can I eat that?
I think it's got noodles. I don't know if you can
Yeah, but sometimes, a lot of times there are rice noodles when they come with the Asian stuff.
We'll go read the package.
I have to look at it because I almost bought that, but I was like, yeah,
did you read the package?
No, that would have been the smart thing for me to do. All right, so we are now, we just finished our last winery on Saturday. Sorry, we sidetracked again. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I thought we were done, but you're not.
Okay, well, and then we went back to the hotel, and we did our last little thing with Kat. We also forgot to mention Wendy, who...
Yeah.
Wendy is our GM, and... She actually tried to get in contact with us right after the first facial failure because she was so embarrassed because
yes.
They actually had a meeting after this with the whole staff because everybody knew about me and Jacoby after this.
We caused the entire staff to have a meeting.
Yes.
At the hotel.
But it wasn't our fault. The reason is because it shouldn't have fallen through the cracks when somebody had
you know what?
Confirmed it that many times.
You know what? Listen, Linda.
Okay, what's?
I'm not surprised that you and I caused an entire staff meeting at a hotel. Because that's just what we fucking do.
It is what we do. I feel like most of the time we bring joy to people. But yeah, and we weren't even upset. We weren't mad.
Nope.
We never swore. We never said anything. We never said, hey, what are you going to do for us on this? We're pissed. Said anything.
Never.
The only thing we said is when we got out of the spa, when they came in and gave us the news that it was done. We weren't getting one that day. We just came out and they said, we're so sorry, guys. And we just gave them a frowny face and said, it's okay.
It's all right.
And then we went up to our room, changed, and we left.
And we went shopping.
But they called our room like Nazis, I guess, after that because they were trying to get a hold of us. And then for our trouble, Wendy wanted to make sure she bought us a round of drinks in the bar.
And appetizers.
Anyway.
So we didn't get those till Saturday night.
No, because we had the stalker.
We had the stalker issue on Friday.
On Friday night. So we didn't get to do that.
So we went to the bar on Saturday and she did. She like bought us each a glass of wine.
It wasn't just a glass of wine. Remember we had four or five wine glasses sitting there.
Well, they didn't know what kind we wanted, so they let us have a little tasting, and then
it wasn't just that. These were full glasses of wine that they served
us. I don't think I even finished all my wine.
You didn't. And we didn't even finish all the tastings they gave us, because we had just been tasting all day long.
But then they brought us more appetizers. I got more balls.
We got balls, I got soup, and we got fries.
We got this huge thing of French fries.
Way too
big. They were like shoestring fries. They were so good. And
with a fry sauce.
This like garlic aioli sauce that they served.
So good.
I was so... I like couldn't stop eating even though I was so full.
Yeah, there was no dent.
Until they physically took it away from me.
There was no dent in the fries.
So I don't know if, like, we felt like we ate a lot, but we didn't because...
They're like, you have to take it away because I can't stop.
We did say it. That. And they're like, and then I even said, I was like, did we even make a dent? They're like, you guys did okay. And then so we asked, we didn't know. We knew we were getting a free drink, but then when we asked, okay, well, we just need our bill. And they're like, yeah, we're not charging you guys.
Yeah, for anything. We thought we had to pay for the appetizers,
but we didn't get charged for anything.
We don't have to pay for anything.
So that's kind of our thing. Every time we go there, we get something kind of for free.
Yeah. Not because of anything we do.
No, it's because we're amazing most of the time. Because the last time, what did we get? Well, we got our room upgraded last time.
We got our room upgraded.
Because we went to the top floor. We weren't on the top floor this time. Kobe did have to watch a temper tantrum by me on Saturday night. There were kids in the top floor, and I swear to God, you guys, they were jumping from the bed onto the floor and then running in a circle playing like Duck Duck Goose or something and stomping their feet as loud as they could. That's what was going on my end. Kobe, it wasn't bothering her very much. For me, it was atrocious.
It's exactly what it sounds like when my cats get on the roof and run back and forth.
Okay, my cats don't go outside.
And I think at one point I finally did say, just pretend it's cats.
And what did I say to you? I was like, my cats don't do that.
You're like, are they going to stop that? I'm like, Heather, it's fine. And I was like so tired. And you're like, I'm going to call the lobby. I'm calling.
And it didn't do anything.
It didn't. And then they finally stopped, but then they started it right up again the next morning.
You guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I did get a chair and I stood on it. And I pounded on the ceiling like the freaking old crotchety man from Friends.
I actually think I told you to do that, too. I'm like, why don't you just get a chair and bang on the ceiling?
But I don't think she thought I would do it.
I didn't think you were going to do it.
Because I couldn't reach the ceiling. I couldn't.
What were you banging on it with?
A coat hanger. Because I couldn't find a broomstick.
Do you know what? Right now, I'm so mad at myself that I didn't take a picture of that.
Of me pounding on, and then I didn't move the chair back to the dining room, and we both ran into that overnight.
We both freaking tripped over it.
She tripped on it first, and then I tripped on it a second time, and then I moved it. When I tripped on it, I was like, oh, shit. If I tripped on it, I'm going to fall down. I didn't know she had already tripped on it when I moved it until the next morning, because I was like, oh, no. That's my bad for leaving the chair in the middle so I could pound on the damn ceiling like a freaking bitch. When I get a little tipsy, most of the time it's just super happy, which I was. I was super happy, laid back, and easygoing. But that night, for some reason, I was a little hyped up, and that noise drove me crazy.
It was. Well, it was like just scratching like your last nerve.
It was because I was like, oh my God, they're doing it again, Kobe. They're doing it. They're still doing it.
I almost passed out. I'm like,
she was.
Heather.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And then when she mentioned the chair thing, I was like, I'm going to do it.
Why don't you just get a chair and bang on the ceiling? I was like sarcastically saying, why don't you get a chair and bang on the ceiling? I didn't think she'd actually do it. And then she's just like, bah, 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 bah. Like, oh, fuck.
It didn't do anything. I don't even think they heard it.
At least you weren't banging on the freaking...
I stopped bending.
Adjoining door saying, is anybody over there? Hello?
Do you realize what happens if we ever go up there with our husbands? We have conjoining doors. Babe, babe, babe. I hear you in there.
What are you doing?
Wait, are you guys doing anything good?
What are you doing?
Wait, can I come in?
Can we play a game?
You guys want me to come in there, right?
Oh my gosh.
That'd be so funny. Okay, so then Sunday we had our facials and then we checked out, sadly.
But we booked
our next year.
We did. So 1 year from now.
Plus one day.
Plus a day.
We're going Wednesday through Sunday next year.
We're going to go and thoroughly enjoy everything that the lodge has to offer.
This time we actually will make it to the hot tub. We said we'd go there last time, but we never made it.
I can't believe we didn't make it to the hot tub.
We didn't make it out.
It's like we feel like, yeah. What the fuck are we doing?
Well, we actually enjoyed our hotel room a lot. We never sat on the deck and drank wine like we wanted to, but we laid in that amazing bed.
Yeah.
A lot.
Watching the cooking channel.
The cooking channel was amazing.
I love the cooking channel.
We were enthralled in this cooking channel.
We were.
There were so many things we were like, oh my God, I'm making that when I get home. And then then in my brain, I'm like, and Kobe's, I know she's thinking this too. How can we make this our friendly?
Yep. How can I change that so that we can eat
it? We can eat this.
That's what I always
think. And we can.
We totally can.
And it was such a fun weekend. So relaxing. We had these amazing lodge bathrobes that we lived in the whole... We should have, like, changed those out and went to the other two. Because we had four in our room.
We did have four.
We didn't even think of it.
We should have just, like, slept with them on.
They were will next time. I'm buying those next time.
We wore those lodge robes all over the hotel.
We did. We wore them to breakfast. We wore them to our spas. We wore them down wherever we went. If we weren't leaving the actual hotel in our car, bathrobes were on.
Yeah.
Sometimes nothing else was on underneath of it.
Yeah.
No. You know? We don't.
You don't need it.
You don't. They were so nice. And then we were both complaining. I was like, God, I want them, but they're $80. And then we didn't blink an eye at the $60 sweatshirts.
Well, they were red.
They're red. And they had the ties.
They're so heavy and thick,
too. Oh, my gosh. It's like heavier than almost any one of my coats.
You know what? I think I'm going to wear it for work tomorrow.
You should. Unless you're going to sweat in it.
So nice.
I wore mine on a walk with Thor when it was so cold. And I didn't even wear a coat with it. And he's like, do you need a coat? I was like, oh, God, no. Uh-oh. Nope. I'm golden here.
It was so warm.
I went to put in dirty clothes. He's like, it's not dirty. Don't put in dirty clothes. You need to keep that lodge smell on there for as long as you can.
I washed mine already.
I still have a lodge smell on mine.
Because I think I sweated in it.
I know I did. And he was like, it's not that bad. Don't. It's not that bad. Don't wash it.
Just spray it with something.
Yeah. I just sprayed it with a little perfume. I was good. How are we doing?
We're good. We are so good.
We're like really good?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was our awesome weekly podcast for you guys about recapping the lodge.
Yeah. And so if anybody wants information about the lodge, you can look them up online.
It's a lodge at Columbia Point in Richland. If you just type in the lodge, Richland, Washington, it's popping up.
Yeah.
We recommend it.
100%.
I almost said my amazing word of, so I like this. I know it's immensely, but I like to say tremensely because that's two words in one.
Tremensely.
Tremensely.
Tremensely recommend it.
Yes. That should be added to the dictionary.
Because they have lots of golfing down there.
They have a golfing package.
We actually went to an open house too.
Oh my God. We were setting up this whole house. For when
we were on our way to somewhere and we're like, look, there's an open house. Let's stop by.
So we U-turned
and went in. It was like a condo.
Oh my God. It was so gorgeous. It was
gorgeous. And it had this huge outdoor, like,
it was like a deck
area
or patio above the garage.
It was like the second floor. Yeah. Above the garage. And you could see the
river. Oh my God. It was the size of a 2-car garage, you guys.
It was so nice.
And then the upstairs had this a huge loft that had literally a wine bar, a place for two different wine fridges, one huge, one smaller. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. It actually had a bar and we had this whole house set up for us. It was incredible. The realtor guy was really nice. Well, we actually had never been to an open house before.
Yeah, I don't
know. So we didn't really know what to do. So the door was
like, oh, are you looking for a house? We're like,
no.
Well, no. we're fucking curious and we just want to see inside one.
And he was so jealous of our wine tasting.
He was. He wanted our wine some drinking. Wine. He really wanted some wine. He did not want to be there all day on Saturday.
Well, don't go into real estate.
Yeah.
You don't want to work on the weekends. You don't go into real estate.
And then when we left Sunday, I noticed that it was still open. But they had balloons on Sunday. There's no balloons on Saturday.
What the hell? Why didn't we get balloons?
We're not balloon worthy.
Apparently not. They must not have gotten enough people in there. Yeah. But he did tell us that the seller was very motivated.
Yes, he did say that. The seller's very motivated. So, I don't know what the fuck that means.
What that means is that you can get it for a lot cheaper than what they're saying. Because they have limited time to sell that damn house.
Yes, they want to get rid of it.
Well, you guys.
All right.
We love you.
We love you. Thanks for tuning in.
Message us, guys.
Message us on our website. Or you can email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
We would love to send you guys a Valentine.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys message us your email address or your address, your actual physical email address, you're just going to get a weird little digital thing. You do your actual physical address, which I understand if you don't want to do it, but if you do it, we're not freaks. We're not stalkers. We're not going to do anything with it. We're just going to send you a homemade Valentine.
Yes, we will. A special homemade Valentine.
Yes.
And we actually need to do a special shout out today.
Yes.
It's a special day.
It's Robin's birthday.
It's Robin's birthday.
Happy birthday, Robin.
Happy birthday, Robin.
We hope you're doing great.
Yeah, we hope you're having a fantastic time. We love you.
Make sure you're doing laps on that big cruise boat. Because remember, we're still on this team.
We still need to get 2019 miles this year.
Yes.
So,
come on, babe. I hope
that you're running.
You don't even have to run. Just walk a lot.
Just walk around the ship.
But
with the drink in your hand. It's totally fine.
Oh, my God. Make sure you have a drink in your hand because that's the only way I would really want you to be doing this now.
That's right.
I hope you're having a great time, Robin. And we love you. And happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy, happy birthday.
And by the way, to all of you other guys, if you become a fan like Robin, like a really good one, we'll do this for you.
If you're really special like Robin, we'd do that for you too.
But Robin listens to everything and she comments on stuff and she contacts us, you guys. So take the 5 seconds out to do that and we'll do it back for
you. She's super number one fan.
We number one or the only?
The only.
Oh, damn.
No, my brother listens to us.
Jeff, we love you. And we didn't talk about boobs once.
Not one time.
But I was going to tell you, I have been staring at Kobe's this whole time because she's in a lower tank top and they're phenomenal and it looks so great. They're lifted and separated and they're fantastic. There's a boob reference for the son.
He hates you so much right now.
No, you don't. Get me a shirt at the next convention.
Bring me a t-shirt. Okay.
Okay, we love you guys.
I think we're done. Bye. Peace out.
Peace.